Honey French is originally from Sacramento, California, and she now lives in Grover Beach, and she's a retired correctional officer, corps officer. So please welcome Honey French. Come on up.
I woke up with a swollen eye, but I decided to come anyway. I don't know why they're swollen. But I'm going to tell two short stories about being up all night. And I was the very first woman correctional officer in a men's prison, all 5 feet two of me, and I used to be 104 pounds. And the men are fine when they're getting their way, but if you have to correct them or refuse them anything, sometimes they have tantrums like two-year-olds in these huge bodies. But anyway, I worked different shifts, and sometimes I would be at work at 10 a.m. Sometimes I start work at 6 a.m. Sometimes I'd start at 10 p.m. Sometimes I have to start at 4:30 inside the prison, 4:30 a.m. So this one assignment, I was up all night. And the men are locked in their cells, and I'm to count them every night. The daytime shifts are all over everywhere, all around you, which I enjoy because you get to talk to them. And the reason I was in prison was to help men change before they come out and become my neighbors. So anyway, this time, have you ever filled a thermos with hot substance and then you forget to loosen it and it sucks it in and it's impossible to open if you're 5 feet two, 104 pounds, not very strong? So anyway, I forgot, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was really cold, and I really wanted my hot tea. And I struggled, and I couldn't open it. And the sergeant wasn't going to come in all night, and I was all alone. And so I went about my duties, but then I wanted that hot tea so badly. So I was a brand new baby Christian, and I prayed and I believed, God, please help me open this thermos. Even if you have to send an angel, Lord, please open this thermos. I just really want that hot tea so badly. And so I'm going to open it, but I'm expecting a struggle. But I'm going to open it, and I just barely touched it, and it opened. I was so amazed. Here I prayed, expecting, believing, but still I was so shocked because I just barely touched it and it opened. That's my first story about up all night. My second story is about my Twilight Zone adventure in communist China, where I could have stayed up all night worrying. Now, when you go from free China to communist China, it was a four-hour train trip from Hong Kong to, it used to be Canton, I think, but it's Guangzhou or something. But anyway, you really know when you're in a communist country, they only want what's well, back then, it probably changed quite a bit, but at that time, it was only what was functional and what was necessary. So the whole countryside for 4 hours was drab, tan, and gray. No flowers anywhere for 4 hours. And then on the train, I wished I had my camera to take a picture of the women's faces when they open the door to the John, and all it is a hole in the floor, not even a rim around that hole, just a hole. And you see the train tracks going as you're going. And to see the women's faces when they saw that. But, and so the whole countryside is drab, gray, and tan. So, but when you arrive where they're courting tourist dollars, it's very lavish and beautiful and gorgeous colors and flowers everywhere. And we stayed at luxurious hotels because we gave banquets to the pastors free, and we needed large banquet facilities. So we were told, you have an hour and a half before dinner. Be very careful where you go. Be very careful who you talk to. And, of course, don't mention our mission, which was to smuggle Bibles in. And you know you're in a communist country because everywhere there were soldiers with rifles. And when our train arrived, 12-year-old boys had huge long-handled mops, and they were mopping down the trains instead of playing because they were just keeping them occupied, I guess. So I was so I had an hour and a half, and I wanted to buy film for my camera so I can take pictures of women's faces when they open the restroom doors. But this hotel was huge, and it was so huge that there was three camera stores in the main lobby. And all of them said, street, friendship. So when I got to the third shop, I said, do you mean there's a department store across the street named Friendship Store? Yes, yes. So I went outside, and I could see the Friendship Store across the street. But between the store and me is this wide freeway. And so I didn't know how to get across it. So I walked three blocks that way, which means you have to come three blocks back. And it's like 98 degrees with 99% humidity. It was really bad. Then I went two blocks that way and came back. And I didn't know how to get across the street. All I wanted was the comfort of my cool air-conditioned room. So I just gave up. And I went back in the hotel. I went to the ninth floor. My room was 948. So I followed the signs up to 48. But instead of my room, there was two ladies at typewriters typing. Well, I must not be at 948. This must not be the fourth, the ninth floor. It said 48. So I went back, got to the elevator, ninth floor. Well, maybe I saw it wrong and it wasn't 48. So I went back. Oh, and I looked at my room key and it was 948. Oh, no, the slip of paper I had, not my room key. So I went back and there was those two ladies sitting at typewriters. I said, is this 948? Is this the Garden Hotel? What happened to my room? My room disappeared. And they just ignored me and went back to typing. And you know the feeling of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Twilight Zone? And I was trying to remain calm. I knew my room was there half an hour ago. Where'd it disappear to? So I got in the elevator, and for a really modern hotel, that elevator was really slow going down. And nobody stopped it to get in. So I was all alone with my thoughts, trying not to panic. And the thought came, it's a communist plot. They captured everybody but me. And they're going to send me home crazy. I said, no, 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 be calm. There's bound to be an explanation. You better believe I prayed up a storm. So I got to the lobby, and usually in a country, there's bilingual staffers in really nice hotels, and I couldn't find anybody that spoke English. And I wandered around for a good 15 minutes, and I envisioned myself staying up all night worrying. But when I finally saw an American face. He wasn't with our group, but I ran up. I wanted to hug him, and he didn't know what was wrong either. But he was really nice, and he stayed with me while we searched, trying to find someone that was bilingual. And after about 10 more minutes, we finally found a bilingual staff person. An explanation. There's twin towers, and one was an office complex.